First Corinthians 15:54-58. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Yeah, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Also tonight. Amen. Yeah. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, that death is swallowed up in victory. Death, where is your victory? Where is your sting? Thank you, Lord. You have overcome death. Yeah. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah. Gives us victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Amen. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, gives us the victory. Amen. All of us. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We are victorious. Over sin and death and weakness. All things. Amen. Yeah. About overall mourning. Over all lusts. Over the flesh. We have the victory over not overcoming. Yeah, we overcome. Thank you, Lord. You save us from all moods. Ephesians 1 from verse 19. Ephesians 1. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power? Which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Yeah, thank you, Lord. This word strengthened me this morning. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, that we are seated in the heavenly places with Christ. Amen. With Him. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh Lord, be steadfast. Amen. Yeah, Lord, make all brothers and sisters steadfast in you. Yeah, we have your victory and the power of resurrection. Sin, death, and weakness. Yeah, make all brothers and sisters steadfast in you. Yeah, and let us come forward with a true heart. That's Hebrews 10 from verse 19. 22, yeah. Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Amen. We are coming forward. Yeah, and we are sprinkled with the pure water of life. All death is washed away. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. Amen. Without wavering. Yeah, we hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Thank you, you are faithful who gave us the promise. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, you are far above all principalities and powers. And yeah, we are one with you, that and you will put to shame and destroy the enemy fully, and all attacks of the enemies are under your feet. You already destroyed him, and we thank you that his attacks will lead to nothing. We look unto you. We want to see your victory in all things. And experience your victory over all death. Yeah, there shall be no death in Zion. Amen. Death is swallowed up into the victory. Yeah, we bind Satan, who tries to devour. Yeah, we cast him out. We stand in your victory. Yeah, we stand in your victory and in your life. Thank you that we, thank you, yeah, that we stand and partake in your victory. Amen. Amen. That's a song, actually. So, but not sure which song it is. The song is 183. Christ has destroyed the devil. Die Macht des Todes hat Christus hat den Tod vernichtet. estar es donde estoy ahora. Ist viel mächtiger und überschwänglicher als der Tod durch die Sünde. Durch den Glauben mit Christus lebendig gemacht, mit Christus auferweckt, vom Tod zum Leben hindurchgedrungen. Das Gesetz des Geistes des Lebens hat gefreit vom Gesetz der Sünde und des Todes. Tod hat keine Macht mehr über uns. Tod und Hade in den Feuerpfuhl geworfen. In Ewigkeit kein Tod mehr. Im neuen Jerusalem. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the law of the spirit of the life has set me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. Death has no power over us. Death and Hades are cast into the lake of fire. In the new and heavenly Jerusalem, no death in eternity. No death, amen. Death has no power anymore. Through faith, the saints are made alive with Christ. Thank you for our precious faith. Through faith, we are made alive. Yeah, we sing this song by faith. Amen. If we sing by faith, then we sing in a living way. We're more living, more alive at the last verse than in the first, and our singing was really good. Yeah. Yeah, we don't want any death anymore. Thank you, Lord, for this precious faith. Amen. Yeah, we trust into your word by faith. Amen. Christ has destroyed him who has the power of death. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we broke through from death to life. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Romans 6, verse 9 is a wonderful verse. Romans 6, verse 9.
Christus und für uns in Christus. Amen. Halleluja.
Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over him.
Amen.
And then verse 12, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And 13, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Do present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead. Thank you, Lord, for the resurrection life that is working in us. Yeah, and our members as instruments of righteousness to God. Yeah, our mouth is also an important instrument. We experience the resurrection life, and then we use the mouth to preach the word of the Lord. It's a weapon of righteousness, like Psalm 8 said. It's out of the mouth of the young children to put to shame your enemies. And James 3 says it's a small thing, but it's very important. So praise the Lord. If we make use of our mouth in resurrection, then it's a weapon of righteousness. And that's wonderful. Verse 11 in Romans 6, likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Oh, hell.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. That's verse 13 again. Yeah. We want to present ourselves to God, to you as such for our life, and our members as instruments of righteousness. Praise the Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Make us all alive, all living.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah, Lord, we live for you. Yeah, we are yours. And our lips belong to you. Yeah, to proclaim your glory. Amen. On Zoom, you can also pray. You're part of the fellowship, so feel free. Yeah, Lord, we don't want to serve sin. We want to experience what it means to be alive from the dead. That you would make us alive. That we could give ourselves, our members, as instruments of righteousness. Lord, I'm really longing that I would be alive out of the death. that the church will be alive in you.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for the resurrection. We praise you, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we have faith, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We need you. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit.
Amen.
Yeah, we thank you, Lord, that you gave us your spirit. We pray that you give us much of the spirit of Jesus Christ tonight.
Amen.
Thank you. You give us abundance. Amen. Yeah, we thank you, Lord, that you are the life. Yeah, tonight and every day we choose life several times a day. Yeah, cleanse us and guide us in your life. Amen. Lord Jesus, open up our eyes of all death that is in the world today. May we not be dreamers or naive. Save us from all darkness. We need your life, your salvation every day. Oh, Lord Jesus, we don't want to have any kind of death in our church life. No death in the priesthood. No touching of death. Save us from all death. Yeah, from all death among each other and all the kinds of death. We praise you, Lord. Your life is victorious. Yeah, we choose life tonight. Thank you, Lord. Your life in us is victorious.
Amen.
We praise you, Lord, that you are the life and that you are victorious. Thank you. Death is swallowed up to the victory. Yeah. Life through grace is much more powerful than death through sin. Thank you for your life through by grace. Yeah, we want to be cleansed from all death.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
To the church in Sardis, the Lord says, you have the name that you're alive, but you're dead. It should not be like that in the church. We have his life and we live through him. Verse 4, you have a few. And I want to be... I want to belong to these few, and it is really important. Those few are those who know when the Lord is coming. The church in Sardis that has the name that is alive and is dead, it says in verse 3, if you're not watchful, I will come like a thief, and you will not know which hour I will I will come. So it is so important for us that we live through the life of Christ and be watchful. Yeah, amen. Very important. Amen. Yeah. Being watchful. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. But you have a few names that did not sorry, I missed that. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, white garments. Amen. I want to pray with Philippians 3, verse 20 and 21. Philippians 3, 20 and 21. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Yeah, thank you, Lord, that you come back and that we can wait for you eagerly and that you will transform our lowly body. This is such a wonderful promise, and we thank you. I thank you for that, Lord. Amen. Thank you that we can prepare for your coming. Thank you for such a privilege. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we have fellowship about the conference in Montmirail that we just had last weekend in Switzerland. Yeah, so we want to have fellowship about that tonight, and it was about the reality of the purification water of the. So thank you, Lord, for your work in Neuchâtel. In Switzerland, yeah, build them up to be your holy, that your testimony would grow and, yeah, and we believe in you. You hear the prayers of the righteous ones. So we pray by faith for your testimony and your remnant in Neuchâtel. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah. Gather in this place even more. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, praise God. Amen. Yeah, we started a conference with a wonderful verse. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 15. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 15. That was the beginning of the conference. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 15.
1 Thessalonians 4, verse 15.
For this we say to you, by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. Praise the Lord. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Remain until the coming of the Lord. Amen. Yeah. By the word of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. May we all have this attitude. Yeah, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord. The time that we live in is really, it's near. The Lord is coming soon. And all the disciples and apostles had such an attitude. Paul said it several times. And Peter wrote about the second coming of Christ. The day of the Lord will come. 2 Peter 3. The Lord will come like a thief. And 2 Peter 3, verse 3. Second Peter 3, verse 3. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts. And John the Apostle, what did he say? First John 2, verse 18. Little children, it will take a long time. It will take another 2,000 years. No. Little children, it is the last hour. That's what John said. And James? What did James say? James 5, verse 9. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. Wow. All apostles, and those are not all of them. There's many more, but that was James, John, and Peter, and Paul. And they all said, the Lord is at hand. We that we live and remain. Yeah. The day of the Lord will come, and it is the last hour. Praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful? Such an attitude. This is really an example. And they believed that the Lord would come at their time. That's what they believed. And the Lord wrote it down, everything for us. Because now we live in 2024, and we just feast of first fruits 10 days ago, or 12 days, the feast of first fruits. And it was a very special feast of first fruits. Otherwise, you don't know if the first fruits are still there after this feast of first fruits. And to have such an attitude is really very good. It's not there so that you think, oh, okay, it's 28th of April, is gone? No, okay. Nothing happened. Then let us live as it takes so much more time. No. No, the apostles all said, those who we that live and remain. So praise the Lord. Although the things, yeah, we don't know the day and the hour. We don't know it. But we have many things that we know today. So if you see, we know all nations will rebel or will make war with Israel. And we see how these nations, their attitude against Israel. So even in Germany now, and at universities, there are anti-Semitic protests now, which what we have since many weeks in the US, but now even in Germany. So it is a big sign that the Lord is coming back, for sure. That's a very new movement, that the nations turn against Israel. And although 12 days ago the Lord didn't rapture the first fruits, that's not like totally wrong. No, we have so many signs. Every day they are before our eyes. We just need to have eyes to see that it's coming. And may we really be watchful and sober. And 1 Thessalonians 4 continues. First Thessalonians 5, verse 6. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. So the Lord gave us such a warning and signs, so many signs. And we should remember that, even though at the Feast of First Fruits it didn't happen with the rapture, but that doesn't mean the signs didn't happen. Yeah, they happened, and they are still there, and they are getting more and more. Even since the 28th of April, things happened. And the Lord is doing that, so we would be alive, awake. And we don't think it will last so long, take so much more time, no. And in Montmirail, we had a puzzle at the wall, so we cannot see that now. Five pieces of a puzzle showing the main things that actually proclaiming the coming of the Lord. Yeah, one thing is the end of democracy. Yeah. The end of democracy in the U.S. So if it ends in the U.S., then it is really the end of democracy. Then democracy in this world is dead. If it is dead in the U.S., it is dead in this whole world. This is a big sign. We know from Daniel 2 that democracy will end, so the Antichrist can come. It has to be like that. Democracy needs to be destroyed so that the Antichrist and his rule can come. And especially in the U.S., it is really falling apart. Then we have the days of Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah, which of the main countries of this earth can do something against this trend. They all in this movement. That's the days of Lot, the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Even the churches are among them, yeah? And that is happening now, before our eyes, in these past years. 20 years ago, the world looked differently, but now, that's how it looks like. And that's another puzzle piece, so to speak. So then we have the red heifers. They have the right age. So even 2 years ago, you didn't have these cows and these heifers in the age that they need. But now we have them. They have the right age to be slaughtered. Yeah. And the sign that is so important is... Ah, someone's just showing it now, yeah? So, signs in heaven, of course. So, for example, this sign with the Virgin, yeah? 2017, the Virgin of Revelation 12 that appeared in the heavens. And a scientist said, it happened 6,000 years ago, the last time, if it appeared then back then. So this is really unique. In detail, you have Revelation 12 in the heavens. Yeah, even with the duration of the pregnancy of the virgin for 9 months. Everything in there and the correct planet is like, let's say, born at the right time. And everything fit together so well. 12 stars over her head. This is really... this is amazing. Unbelievable. 7 years ago. And no man has that maybe seen ever before. This is unique. So, the word said, God will use the heavens to speak to us with signs, through signs. And it is not just like coming out of any source. No, it is from God's word. And we really have this time now when the Lord is coming back. We are in this time. And we have a little more time. Yeah, praise the Lord. May we use it. Not to say, okay. And so, no, we can say now, okay, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I have more time now. We don't know how much, but we have more time to practice this priesthood. So since 10 years now, the Lord speaks to us over this very important word. And it's so important. And through the priesthood, the Jews, they know and they really put in their center this red heifer. It is so important for them now. And amazingly, and the spiritual priesthood for us also in the center is this spiritual red heifer. Isn't it amazing? Yeah, God does it in a way to convince us that it is now the time. So this word in Neuchâtel in Switzerland, it opened my eyes to see this is what we really need now. The Jews, they need this whatever. They need it for sure, because otherwise they cannot do anything. And we need it too. Yeah, we need the salvation from death. Yeah, do you realize death in your body? If it is about praying, yeah, do you realize death? If we want to argue, there is no death. Of course, arguing is death, but for your lips, it's not a problem to argue, right? But if it is about God and His plan, my body is so tired. Come here, sit down, I want to pray, but my body is weak. What is that? That is death. And that is how we saw in Neuchâtel areas where there is death. Yeah, Romans 7:19.
Romans 7:19.
Yeah, a clear definition of death, so to speak. For the good that I will do, I do not do. But the evil will I will not to do, that I practice. Yeah. The good that I will to do, I do not do. And the reason is verse 24 in Romans 7. That I am. Who will deliver me from this body of death? So good. The good thing about the verse in 24 is that Paul was really angry about the fact that there is death in his body. So if you cry out, I am, this is really desperate. And this is what the Lord wants stir up in us more. If the priestly service in my life and in us is not practiced, that we're not like, okay. Then, no, that we would cry out, oh wretched man that I am. To have such a reaction is really good. Because this death, the difference to sin, is sin leads you to sin, of course, but the body of death keeps you from doing the will of God. And how many times are we actually lame to do the will of the Father in our thoughts, in our prayers? You many times you experience this death. Lord Jesus, and Paul, he's an example, a good example. He cried out, oh wretched man that I am. He didn't just accept it, okay, it's just like it is. No, he wanted to be free from this body of death. And this is the way forward to the red heaven. If we're so desperate, then we are on a good way. In Numeri 18, you see this aspect of the purification. It is especially for the priests. And Hebrews 9 confirms that this has to do with the priestly service. Yeah, Hebrews 9, 13 and 14. This purification is connected to the priesthood. Hebrews 9, 13 and 14. For if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. So clear. To serve to the living God. And to do that, we need the cleansing of dead works. So it doesn't say here cleansing of sin. That's what Hebrews 10 shows us. It shows us the purification from sin. But Hebrews here talks about the purification from death. And for us priests, it's so important. And why is death, be cleansed from death, why is it so much more so much more sin. You see in Numeri 19, you see cleansing from death, it takes 7 days. So it's not just something on the surface. It's not something that is happening so quickly. But it is something that takes time. And the Lord really needs to show us that. And it is about a spiritual death. In verse 13, if you touched death in the Old Covenant as a priest, you need to be purified. But now, in the New Covenant, you need to be purified from spiritual death through the offering of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we need a full purification. On the third and seventh day, they needed to be purified. So before God described the law in Numeri 19, before he did that, from chapter 12, he showed the people had to do with grumbling and idol worshipping and lusts and rebellion. Aaron and Miriam, they rebelled against Moses. Then Korah and these others who were with him, they rebelled against God's order. So, if in the church I have a certain opinion and I criticize because I have my own opinion, this is already death. If I say something which is not coming from the Lord speaking, it's just my own opinion, and I say that in the church, this is already rebellion, and it brings death, and this is really serious. Yeah, because they attacked Moses, and they accused him that he was set over all others, but this was from God, right? He was appointed by God. So we really need to have this sense, to develop a sense for spiritual death, to wake up and to have this conscience. Yeah, also the lust. It is so easy. Death, then you are already unclean. Yeah. If you're maybe not even sick, but death, you're already unclean. So how many times do we touch things that lead to spiritual death? And we don't have the sense for it, right? But before this red heifer is described, these chapters before showing this how death is entering in. And but God didn't give up his plan for the kings and priests, for his kingdom of priests, but he gave the solution with this red heifer. And this red color, it shows us the fullness of life. And the Lord Jesus, he was full of life. People were sick, people who no one could heal. The Lord healed them. He was full. And he resurrected three people when he was alive. So that's wonderful. The number three. The Lord is the resurrection. And therefore, when he was crucified, and there was also a wonderful verse in Hebrews 7, Hebrews 7:16. Amen. What the Lord, who has come not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life. Amen. Yeah, amen. He's a great high priest according to the power of endless life. Praise the Lord. His word here, someone described as, even if you kill him, he will raise again. This is wonderful. We have such a wonderful red heifer to save us from death, to serve the living God in a priestly way. And this is, by the way, in Hebrews 9:14, this is the, it should actually say to priestly serve the living God. It's a priestly service mentioned there. And the Lord really has this interested in, yeah, that we would learn this service. And he didn't give up his people. He brought up this purification water so they would come out of death. And in this time, this was really a new time of, yeah, consecrating myself for God's purpose. And the Lord touched my heart. Consecrate yourself to serve me as priest. And don't do other things. It's not worth it. And that was so good. And I realized so quickly his purification water was working. Yeah. So if you consecrate yourself for the priestly service, then you will also receive this purification water. So if you want that, so let us renew our consecration for the purpose of the Lord. Just tell the Lord, I want to be there for nothing else than your purpose. Cleanse me from all that, yeah. From all death, yeah. So the Lord really encouraged us in this time. Not only sins and the sin, but to go on, that death would be also dealt with in us. In Romans 8, verse 2 is in the, I see it in a new light now. I had a wonderful fellowship Tuesday at the prayers meeting. And I went home. I just looked at something from things that are happening in this world right now. I just looked at it very quickly. But so quickly I realized that was death. And I needed to be cleansed from this death. And I had this impression, Lord, I need to be cleansed from this death now so I can serve you as priest, Lord. And Romans 8 verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. Und des Todes. Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. Made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. That the Lord would make us free fully from all weakness, sickness, death, that we could do his will. To serve him as a priest. This is the normal condition. And that's why we have such a wonderful purification water. And it is enough for all of us. It is enough for all of us. The Lord encouraged us. Don't be easy with death, because it is the most terrible thing of uncleanness. Yeah, and it is the most contagious. If you read Numeri 19, you're like, wow, it is so contagious. If you just touch the grave, not even the dead body, but the grave, you're unclean. If you're in a tent where someone who died, you're unclean. Or you have an open vessel, it's already unclean. And so we need cleansed. And because we saw this priesthood, the Lord wants us to really take this purification water, yeah, that we would be stay alive in resurrection for the priestly service. Praise the Lord. This is very important. So I was really thankful to the Lord for this time. I was very encouraged. And it is really a starting point. That's why we have this conference in Germany next week, to have more fellowship about this topic. Yeah.
Hängt davon ab, wie verzweifelt. Ja, Paulus, es ist schon anders wie das Bekennen der Sünde, ja? Dein Gewissen ist rein und hat Frieden, wenn du die Sünde bekennst. Das heißt, dass du im Moment schon in Auferstehung bist. Da merken wir schon auch oft, dass wir mehr brauchen. Ja? Aber es hängt definitiv bestimmt mit dem zusammen, wie sehr wir zum Herrn schreiben. Wenn ich zufrieden bin, dass jetzt meine Sünde bekannt, gereinigt ist und ich Frieden habe, dann bleibe ich weiter in diesem Tod. Ja? Aber wenn ich weitergehe und sage, Herr, ich möchte von einem Tod gerettet werden, alle Schwachheit loswerden. Ja? Weil Sünde und Tod hängen zusammen. Der Stachel des Todes ist die Sünde. Also eigentlich, der Teufel will uns nur stechen, mit dem Zahn den Tod zu bringen.
The enemy tries to bring us into death. He wants to disqualify us for the priesthood. If we have this awareness, Lord, I need a resurrection for the priestly service, then you notice when you're cleansed from death. It's something where we have to cry out to the Lord. Hebrews 5, and this verse came to me in this time, when the Lord was as a man on this earth. Hebrews 5, 7.
Er hat in den Tagen seines Fleisches Bitten und Flehen mit Stahl.
Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly faith. He wants to save us from death. It doesn't say from sin, but it's from death. Not just from physical death, but from all the death that was around the Lord during his lifetime. The Lord had to cry out, vehement cries and tears. Yeah, who could save him from death? What a desire from the Lord. That the service in no way can be stopped. That's something we really need. We need this cleansing by the water, that the priesthood can be built up. It's not just about and have peace in our conscience, but to be safe from this death completely, so we can serve priestly the living God. When Miriam was unclean, 7 days, the people couldn't go on. That had such an effect on the work of God. Yeah, save the Lord Christ. He overcame it. So many wonderful verses we read in Matthew 8, how he brought so much healing. Doesn't matter what case, he gave resurrection. Yeah, to encourage us, he is the solution. He is the red car. He is the ashes and the cleansing water. Ja, aber ich bin noch gar nicht. Aber ich hatte angemacht. Okay. The priesthood is very practical. Wretched Manfred, but he has the blood for us. Death is worse than sin. I meet death every day. I deal with death a lot. Oh Lord, this priestly service is very practical. Often we are not willing to be priests because we are just in our habits or church habits and we're not available. I talk about myself. I'm 85 now and I've worked full time 65 years for the Lord. We have to fight against death, but I have to tell the Lord, Lord, I want to learn. I have to tell the Lord, Lord, I want to learn to listen to the Spirit. There's so many offenses and I don't stop.
I have so many reasons.
Sometimes I don't feel like it. I have to learn. I have so many difficulties with my eyes now that I can't see. And then I lie before the Lord and tell him, Lord, you my eye is the light. And I deal with the Lord. Lord, don't take my eyes away. I want to be a priest. And then the Lord made me living today. But today it was very practical. In Revelation, we read
14 bis 18 oder so.
There was one verse that really bothered me, and I want to read it now in Revelation 18.
And
of these three plagues, a third of people were killed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very shocked by this. That's ahead of us, that doesn't last long. What do we do now? We are called priests, not just in the church, but we should preach the living God to the nations. And that really moved me to be obedient. I promised the Lord, if I can, I will go on the street and preach. And there's weakness. It's a fight. And today my wife was willing and we went out and to call on the name of the Lord. And I have merry choruses and songs that I can sing. And there was a time where I couldn't sing. And the Lord restored that. And now have a duty to praise the Lord for what He's given us. And we went out where we usually go on a walk. And we saw there was a meeting with many people. And we went to the car. And I had prepared something. And a poster. Today is, today is Father's Day, but who has Christ in heaven? It's always Father's Day. Yeah, call on the Lord and ye can be saved. And I called that out, that Jesus lives. And I call that out. And there was always people who passed by. And we sang some kids' song. It was just God's word, and we called it out. And then a man came, and he introduced himself as a brother in Christ. It was very big encouragement. And we prayed together. And it's an experience. And I had the impression I was led by the Spirit. And it was encouragement that I should do this more often, maybe once a week, as my strength allows. Oh Lord, we have to where we see where we are lacking. We have the riches of Christ. We have a way to the Lord and to the Father and to life. The enemy always tries to stop us. It's a battle. And I hope that the Lord gives us grace, that we learn to go where He leads us and to speak God's word. That's my burden to share with you. Amen. Told me this week. I had the concept, a wrong concept, that the wages of sin is death. I do a sin and then death comes. Last week, I noticed where we talked about the red heifer, water and the ashes. It's certain things that I do that lead to death. Or is it if I watch a soccer game? That can also cause death in me, as many other things. This week there was a soccer game and I didn't watch it. Yeah, because I really want to overcome death. Yeah, I want to put off death and overcome it through the Lord. Amen. An important soccer game. There's only vain soccer games. There is no important soccer game. Lord, we praise you. And when we're so quick, short before the coming back of the Lord. And then we have to see that the enemy stop the work of the Lord. And the work of the Lord today is the priesthood. That's what God wants to have today. The enemy doesn't just work with anything. this last time, and for the end,
gibt es auch einen letzten Feind.
There is a last end.
1
Corinthians 15:26. 1 Corinthians
15.
The last enemy that will be is death. That's the last thing the enemy will use to fight when we are in this last time. When we're in this last short time, then the enemy will come with this last enemy. The last enemy. This strategy of death and this tool of death, that works when we come to the end. That's, yeah, before that you fight against, but in the end you have a last enemy. He comes just at the end. That's what's saved until the end. To stand against the worker. The last enemy is not sin, is not the world or religion directly. The last enemy is death. That's the element Satan will use to stop God's work. Enemy is the worst enemy. Death is the worst enemy. That's what he kept to the last time. Well, we can see in the scriptures what the worst thing that can happen to a priest is to defile by death. Many things can happen, sin can happen, but the worst thing that can happen is when you touch death, when you touch a dead body. Even if you were born in a hospital, you're already disqualified. They can't bring the red card. What an awareness do they have? Because in the hospital, a lot of death. But if you were born in a hospital, you're already disqualified. When they look for someone who hasn't touched death, find someone who's never on a hospital, on a graveyard. That's not so easy. Probably none among us. That's outwardly what the Jews do. But the principle has to show us how grave death is and how much it defiles the priest. If you do a different service for the Lord, then death is not so serious. There's not such a law for cleansing. But if you want to break, give yourself for the priestly service, then you deal with this last enemy. And that comes in many different forms. The defiling with the death, that really paralyzes the priestly. That's the worst thing. And that's what we can see in the Bible. When you have a trespass, that's not good. You should judge that. But the claim from the trespass is pretty fast. It's just a confessing that you did a sin. And right away, the sin is cleansed. There's no waiting time. The Lord is faithful. When it touched death, then there's a special sin. It's not the sin of it. It's the sacrifice of the red heifer. That's especially to be cleansed from this defilement by death. That's the last enemy. The problem with death is that you can't recognize so quickly. It kind of creeps in. It's different from sin. For sin, we have a if someone steals money or lives immorally, they know you can't. But if someone is dead, spiritually dead, that's not so easy to see. And the enemy knew that right away. He hid death behind good and bad. There was not the tree of life, and beside it, the tree of death. It was the tree of death, but it wasn't called like that. It was the tree called the knowledge of good and bad. Behind it is death. If it's bad, then everybody knows death is behind it. But what if it is good? If someone brings a wrong teaching and brings it in and says, Jesus came back and he lives in China, then everybody knows it and says, you have to go home. Yeah, you're nice, but no problem. Everybody would. But if someone brings a good teaching, it's right and it's according to the scriptures, and the content is right, but it's dead, it doesn't give life. Do we have such an awareness for that? Do we notice it like that? Like a wrong teaching that for sure is wrong? That's not so easy. We say, oh, it's off. Right. A short time ago, the Pope gave a really good message. Everything's right. Everything's correct. Is it life for that? Not necessarily. It is a tree of life and a tree of death. And the death hides behind good and bad. And that's the worst enemy. Because we fall for it. Quickly. It's good. And there was nothing wrong about it. But we need this a discernment. They have to know this is life and this is death. What about life and death? That's difficult. That's why this is the last enemy. That's how I so many people are led into the wrong way. A criminal you can put to jail And he stays there until he learned his lesson. But if someone is dead, what can you do with him? Can you just put him in jail? There's nothing you could do. You can only bury him. And then he's gone. It's a tool of the enemy that he specifically uses. He wants to paralyze the priests. He wants to kill them. He doesn't do it through wrong teachings. That they will notice. But the death comes and you touch death and you don't deal with it. You'll just let it fester and you don't bring it to the Lord. And you are cleansed for the third and seventh day. You continue. You continue dealing with the Lord until it is dealt with. Then death will kill the priesthood and destroy it. Because no priest can serve when they came in touch with death, especially in Israel. The woman who care of the red heifers, she said the temple is the house of life. In Shiloh, she said that. And she takes care of the red heifers. And she said the house of life. And around us, there's so much death. Now you want to sacrifice in the house of life? It's possible without these red heifers behind me. The church also today is a house of life. We're living stones. Many words describe it. It's the house of the living God. And when we have this awareness of life, and then there's someone who wants to defile us with death. That's why there is this revelation of the red heifer. It's a revelation. It's a special solution for this problem. Today, if we want to continue with the priestly service, how we want to do it, wants it, then we need the ashes of the red heifer. Then we often pray, Lord, cleanse me with your blood. Who starts prayer like that? Mostly. Lord Jesus, thank you for your blood. Cleanse me. But who of us has a consciousness and says, Lord, yeah, sprinkle me with the cleansing water of the ashes of the red heifer. Lord, I hate death. Oh, the wretched man who will save from this body of death. It is a body of death. It's not a body of sin, just like that. But if we have a desire and a burden for the priestly service, then the Lord will show us that we need this. Otherwise, we can't enter the house of life. And unfortunately, confronted with death every day, the world and many other things. And probably in the short conference next week, we'll see more what is this background of Deuteronomy 19 or Numbers 19. In the chapters before that, God showed us why this red heifer has to be there. Why there is a revelation of the red heifer. Especially starting Numbers 11. The people complain about the manna, always this manna, nothing different. And they were lusting and said, who will give us meat to eat? It was this lust of the flesh that came on. And the murmuring, complaining started about many things. It's instead of trusting God, they complained. And that's the sign of death, and that's how death starts. In the end, so many died, buried in the lust graves, because they were because of the lust of the flesh. Many examples where spiritual death is coming from. It shows us signs. We don't. In continuing, you might read that already. Chapter 11 to 19, you can read how death is expressed. That has a lot to do with us. Who never complained? Who is not frustrated? And voiced his frustration. And Paul says, do everything with a lot of complaining and full of. Paul knew the problem about murmuring and complaining. That's where it starts with this. Something in the church life. I don't like it, and it's not my opinion. And there's frustration. Sign of death. It will bring you to death. That's what you can see in Numbers 11, 12, 13. You can read these chapters. Yeah, just read it before the Lord. That's important for us. It exposes death. And it, when we can see that, then we will appreciate the revelation of the red heifer. And we will praise the Lord that we have such an... And we'll love this red heifer. And then we can do our priestly service. And then we'll notice at the feast meeting on Sunday morning that look forward to the fellowship in this word. But let us read it, Hebrews 11 to 19. Yeah, take a bath in this word. It's good a word to cleanse us. Thank you, Lord. We pray for this time ahead of us, that we can keep this word in our hearts and then we can be cleansed by it, and all oldness can be washed away, and sickness and death. We pray, Lord, that we can be a priest. Nothing to do with death. If death crept in, or we touched it, though we can deal with it quickly. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful cleansing word. Lord, we want to stand in this victory. Everything that causes death, deal with our hearts. Yeah, cleanse us from all things. We want to touch you. Don't let death rule in us. Cleanse the whole church from all death. Lord, your whole priesthood, let it be freed from death. Who serve you in purity and resurrection. Do such a wonderful work in all of us. We give you the conference for that. Let this cleansing water come be sprinkled on all of us. Be this pure one that sprinkles us and cleanses us. Thank you, Lord, for the ashes of the red heifer. Thank you, we can be cleansed to priestly serve you. Save us from all complaining and lust and all other things. All signs and warnings. Thank you for the revelation of the ashes of the red cow. Thank you that you lead. Thank you, last enemy death will be death has been swallowed. No more power. It's overcome. Next week, we have a short conference about this burden. We notice in Montmirail that this is the burden of the Lord. It's good we had it in French, but we also have to prepare this food here. But we praise the Lord for the saints' initiative. It's this remnant. I was very encouraged how they stand fast for the service. So many trouble they've seen, and they are cleansed, and they live with the Lord. And it's good to see that the Lord has such a testimony there. It's not many. The Lord is very happy that in the French-speaking environment he has.
So nächste Woche haben wir zum ersten Mal wieder nach
next week,
mehreren Jahren
first time,
eine Kurzkonferenz in Feigen.
We have a short conference in Feigen. Although usually it was in Degerloch. We did have Israel in Feigen.
2 Jahre vielleicht. Mindestens etwa. Deswegen
we're happy to be back in Feigen, and Christian found a good location at the patch barracks where the army is.
Gibt es eine Räumlichkeit vom Kleintierverein, der hat einen schönen Raum eigentlich, den können wir nutzen. Und hat Stühle, Tische und außerdem eine Spaßanlage, wo man auch sogar Lofttische stillstellen kann, wenn das Wetter gut ist. Um dort zu essen und Gemeinschaft zu haben. So, und sogar Parkplätze gibt es davor. Daneben und gegenüber ist ein Spielplatz.
You can park there. And it's well prepared for the Lord. And we'll use it. The first meeting is on Thursday. And we'll usually have meeting on Thursday. We won't be in the Heerstraße, but we'll be at Hauptstraße 191. And we'll have the meeting there. It will be, the next meeting will be in the evening next day at 7:30. And Saturday we'll start at 4 p.m. We won't start in the morning. Families will go to the family conference after that, because they have to prepare things. We said we'll only start at 4 p.m. with the third meeting, and the kids will be taken care of, probably will be on the playground, because there is no room for the kids. But there is a playground. And then we'll eat a dinner. And then we have the meeting at 7:30. And we'll have this room for 4 days. And then we'll have lunch together. I think we'll be able to eat outside. What we do about the meals, we'll let you know. We don't know yet. It's only Saturday evening and Sunday lunch where we eat. Further away, you're welcome to come and stay with us. Yeah, come numerously. It will be precious. It's good to be on Zoom, but whoever can come, join us. But we'll also have it on Zoom. Yeah. Tomorrow night we'll have a baptism at 7 p.m. Baptism. You're invited. She's half a year in the. Yeah, she moves out of Egypt. She originally is from Egypt.
So it's 19 Uhr.
At 7 p.m. I asked David if it's okay. And now Mark knows. 7 p.m. the bathroom is busy. Praise the Lord. May the Lord take the whole campus. We have to continue to pray for the campus. Good. Then we'll see for the feast meeting in the homes. Praise. Bye.